My dad just sent me a text saying Tom Hardy is Venom? Question mark.
You should be like, yeah, no, it's a new thing.
Yeah, it just came out.
Tell your buddies.
Tell your buddies. They're expanding the Marvel Universe to include Sony properties now. It's pretty cool. You should check them out. I think Kraven has just came out. That one got a high praise.
Madam Web.
Oh, God.
No, the best one out of the series is one called Morbius.
It's Morbin time.
It's his catchphrase. You'll get it.
Sony legit thought that because of the memes that were so good,
they could re-release it.
They could re-release it and be like, hey, check it out. We're cool. I'm like, no, we're making fun of it because it sucks.
You're not a part of this.
You're outside looking in. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm stupid. Look at me. I was like, yeah, you are. Don't get on this. Don't think you're one of us. Still trying to find your 13th reason.
Oh my God.
Anyways, you guys seen those streaming price increases for all the services? It's the start of a new year. Every year, they always have to increase the prices on all everything. Netflix, Warner Brothers, Disney.
Yeah, just cable all over again.
We should tally up everything. If you were to get all these subscriptions, we should tally it up.
Yeah, tally it up, see what it says, Mike.
All right, well, the first one we got is Crunchyroll. It's raising its prices again. So if you're if you're a mega fan, I think it's going to go from when you're paying $11.99 to now $13.99. So it's $2 increase.
Yeah, but even then, I would say at least Crunchyroll, what's the lowest one?
It's like $7, $8.
Yeah.
For the lowest pricing for Crunchyroll.
Yeah, because the lowest price, it just no ads. All the highest price one does is give you access to like their store and discounts.
Yeah, the ultimate one. I think that one's going to go up to like $18.
Yeah, I think that's all it does, which I still appreciate that. Like, oh, you know what? If you're a fan, there it goes.
So, yeah. So fan tier, you're going from $7.99 to $9.99. Mega fan tier, you're going from $11.99 to $13.99. And then ultimate fan tier, which is $15.99 to $17.99.
Still cheaper than most and you get stuff out of it.
Yeah, no. Crunchyroll has a really good library.
So
yeah.
Let's see. What would that come out? What do you have?
So I have Mega Fan. So we'll do like the mid tier. We'll do all the mid tier prices if you don't want ads or anything.
If you don't want ads.
If you do not want ads.
I thought the fan tier came with no ads. That's what I paid for.
Well, no. Fan tier is true. We're talking about he's going to start tallying everything up. So we're going to just do everything middle range.
Right, middle range. It's HD and all.
Yeah.
Jesus, Netflix is fucking $25.
Oh, yeah. It's going up. All right, so Paramount, they're increasing their prices. So you have the Essential plan, which is the ad-supported. It's going from $7.99 to $8.99. And then their ad-free premium plan is going to from $12.99 to $13.99.
So $13.99 for that one.
So that's just a dollar increase for Paramount Plus. HBO, which is the third year in a row, it's increasing its prices. If you have basic with ads, it's going to be a $1 monthly increase. So it's now going to be $10.99 instead of $9.99. HBO Max Standards, which is no ads, streams on two devices. You're having a $1.50 increase. So it's going to be $18.49 now. And then you have HBO Max Premium, which is 4K, no ads, which is going to have a $2 increase going to $22.99 now.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, Max is going up there in price. It's now one of the more pricier ones.
Okay, so in total, this is covering for prices for Peacock, Paramount Plus, Disney, Max, Apple TV, Prime, Hulu, and Netflix. Mm-hmm. They would come out to, if you had all of them for ad-free, it would come out to $147.91 a month.
Whoo!
That's more than cable.
Now more than cable.
God.
Realistically, most people are not going to have every single streaming service.
Yeah,
but that's how it shows. Yeah, it shows you how much like entertainment library has been cut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you also bundle, you can get Disney, Hulu, and Max plan ad costs with ads $16.99 a month, or a plan without ads that runs about $20.99 per month.
Talking about the bundle, right? The Disney bundle?
The bundle. Yeah.
Is that going to be sticking around anytime soon since Disney and Hulu are going to be combined into one app?
They would probably still.
They'll still market it as a bundle.
Yeah.
Because technically you're still getting three separate ones, remember? Because on the top tab, it has the Disney, Hulu, and ESPN.
But it's all in the same app now.
Yeah, but technically.
Quote unquote, technically. But yeah, you got Apple TV increasing its cost to $12.99 a month. Roku, for those people who actually subscribe to Roku, is going up to $2.99 a month.
Well, shit, I might just do Roku then.
Peacock is raising its prices by $3.
Luckily, we have a, what's it called? I think it's like Instacart Plus or something like that.
Instacart has their own.
Instacart has their thing where like it waives like delivery fees and certain things like that. And it comes with Peacock.
That's an interesting combination.
Yeah. So it's a year fee. And then
I don't think there's anything I would watch on Peacock.
I watch Peacock all the time.
What do you watch on Peacock?
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is on there. I was able to watch Jurassic World, which also sucked.
But is there anything like shows?
I was thinking shows. Like, yeah, oh. I know Paramount Peacock are usually the first ones to get first release movies out of, you know.
Yeah. Besides The Office, there's also been able to watch a little bit of their, what's it called? What's that one about like the hospital? It's like that same kind of style, though. Mockumentary style. St. Dennis. Yeah. St. Dennis.
St. Dennis Medical?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one. That one's, it's a little bit of a slow start, but it's actually pretty good. It's charming.
Okay. So there's that. You actually use Peacock.
Yeah, I actually use Peacock. Okay.
And then, of course, you got with Netflix is having a $2.50 price jump. So everyone, of course, at this point, it's every year you're going to start hearing price jumps with all these streaming services.
Yeah. What was that one with Fubo?
What Fubo TV?
Oh, that's the, yeah.
So now sports. The cheapest plan is going to be $85 a month.
Fuck off.
Damn.
Jesus. Yeah.
Fubo got real expensive real fast.
Fuck, dude. Why is it so expensive?
Because it's live.
Yeah. We're being priced out of everything.
The Fubo has got me weird out because like, dude, we pay for internet for hours and we get the live streaming.
Yeah, no, we get. So with our internet package, which comes with free cable and all these streaming services with the ad, we're paying about $85 a month.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, hella cheaper.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I was like, that's what I'm looking at football. Like, damn, they're even more expensive. And you get ads.
I keep saying damn. This every time, though. Like, what is the threshold do you think these prices can go before people just start rioting? At some point, people are going to push back.
I used to think that there would be a point people push back. Then after all these increases, I have no faith
in what's
that.
The most you would pay for Netflix?
I thought now was the most.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think there's a limit.
If they're going to like $25 a month.
Still paying it. Unfortunately, it's one of those things where like, you say, fuck that. I'm not paying for it. But like,
you're still paying for it. I'm
not paying for it.
It's
just no Vaseline. Just.
Or like YouTube TV. Yeah, you know, just sign up. Just $150 a month.
Dude, at that point, you might as well subscribe to every single service.
Yeah.
Dude, they still try that with the YouTube TV with the NFL. Where they offer like the big price at the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Then mid-season, like, oh, it's half off right now if you want to join in.
Yeah.
Then like three games left. You know what? If you pay $40, you can watch those three games.
Assholes.
Just nah. Yeah. I keep saying there has to be a price where there will be a limit before everyone just quits. I'm still surprised I have not seen it yet.
Dude,
and all you hear is just people complaining and like, well, I guess we got to get rid of one subscription service.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Oh, we're going to go back to the old school days of going to your friend's house to watch movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
It's true.
People can start doing that again where, you know, one person has, you know,
especially they're cracking down on the password sharing too. So if you really want to watch a show together, they have to actually come over physically. Oh, we're going back to those days. Oh. You know, I can appreciate that. I
appreciate those things. No, I appreciate that. I'm all for it.
Everyone, keep doing what you're doing. I'm getting back my nostalgia.
Even if we did riot, what could be done? Is there anything that...
It's not really rioting. It's just you just stop paying for these. If everyone just stopped paying for these subscription services, they would panic. Then they'll have to start doing stuff.
Or... They're going to go super ads, which means go back to television formats, which means you get ads every 7 minutes.
And 3 minute ad breaks.
Yeah.
Shit. I thought that's what these ads were already for.
Because you're getting them every 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're getting, you know, roughly two minute ads.
Unless it's Disney Plus.
Yeah. Unless it's Disney Plus. So... I think we might actually go back to TV format, which means every 7 minutes you get the full ads. Oh, it's gonna suck, man.
We're going back to those days. Yeah. It's just prepare everyone. We're going back to those days.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the next big thing we want to talk about before we hit our break, this is really interesting. So we have the movie Iron Lung that just got released. What, this weekend? It just came out this past weekend.
Yes.
Already making $18 million off a $3 million budget.
This is massive because it's by YouTuber Markiplier.
Yeah. So this is 100% self-funded, right? He funded the entire project himself.
No crowdfunding. Self-funded, distribution as well.
Okay, so he distributed himself.
Yeah, he got in contact with AMC. That's why it's like such a big deal, because he handled the shit himself.
Well, it's like the second person like directly going to AMC to make a deal. First it was Taylor Swift with the Eras Tour.
Yes.
And now you have this YouTuber Markiplier who's making a deal directly with AMC.
I think there's a much bigger deal than Taylor Swift, because obviously Taylor Swift has power.
Well, she has power and money to back it, but this is interesting because he's a YouTuber.
Streamer, YouTuber, makes little funny bits, things seem like that's what his whole shtick was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dude, this guy decided to make a movie based on a game he liked.
Man, that's insane though. Actually getting that much reception back from a small independent project like this.
Yeah.
Especially what it was hitting like number two, right? Right behind Send Help.
Yeah.
For the box office.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Do you think this could set a precedence for other smaller YouTuber channels or just smaller independent people making deals directly with movie theaters again?
Honestly, I believe that this, I think, should happen. AMC should hook up with a lot of lower entry level filmmakers and allow them to streamline directly to them. I know it kind of be technically a monopoly, but it allows them, you know, to streamline. Let's say another YouTuber wants to make a movie. Mm-hmm. They have an option to go through them to have it distributed out.
That is a really smart business practice that can save movie theaters, the movie theater industry.
Yeah, because, okay, the biggest complaint about recent was that all these major studios are making nothing but franchise films, right?
Yeah, remakes.
Remakes and all this stuff. Rebates, and everyone's bitching and moaning, but they'll still watch the same movies. Mm-hmm. But fans will turn out for their favorite YouTubers all the time. And these people don't have...
independent artists in general.
Independent artists, but even... They have a large fan base. These people normally have like millions of fans, 5-6 million fans at a time. So it makes sense that his fan base are like, fuck it, I want to go to theaters to watch his movie and not just on streaming.
And just think, if you're ever doubtful of this, just know there's 3 Fred movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And there's already been, you know, obviously horror films that came from YouTube that went on to large films. Mm-hmm. What was that one about? Was it Lights Out?
Yeah, I think it was Lights Out. Yeah, it was a short first on YouTube.
And then they just recently announced Portrait of God.
Portrait of God, which was another YouTube short.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, picked up by Sam Raimi.
Yes. So those shorts, that's been happening for a short time now, but this is one of the first times that a YouTuber himself has done this. But still, for having to go from 3 million budget to, was it a 19? Oh, no, 18.
Just over the weekend, had a box office almost up to 20 Woo! Mil. So it's like 18 million right now, sitting at the domestic box office.
I would say last time I saw this, I would say maybe Paranormal Activity for this budget and...
Not to the extreme, but close.
But to the idea of between budget and return.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Paranormal Activity was like $15,000 and they got $191 million back. That was insane.
Yeah.
That's obviously the most insane
one. Yeah, yeah.
But just as to compare to one to another.
Yeah.
Compared to more studios where they spend, they drop in 50 to 100 mil on a movie and get a return of 20 mil back.
These are the type of movies that theaters want.
Yes.
Yes.
That studios want. Low budget, high return.
Yeah. And... I've seen the reviews on it and it's kind of mid, but still.
The people are turning out to see it in the first place.
Yeah.
So that's already impressive enough that it got that word of mouth for people
to see. And it's only getting a 2-week run. That's it.
That's even limited.
Yeah. Only a 2-week run and it's made back more than 4 times its budget. And then probably by the end of this weekend, it will probably climb up a little bit more.
Say it saw like 25, almost 30 mil, you'll say?
I would say about like 25.
I say about 30 worldwide.
Oh, that's a
good Well, it's only going to be in U.S., Canada.
Yeah, it's domestic in Canada.
Yeah, I think technically they call that worldwide technically. This quote's like, it's technically worldwide, it's out of the U.S.
Dale.
Yes, yeah, it's only going to be shown in North America.
Yeah. So I think about, I'll say 30.
They're on 30. That's still really impressive, though. Yeah, that's making it way more than what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Markiplier's just rolling in it right now.
Mm-hmm. No, no, congratulations to him. Yeah, that's real. Great, yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to go over main topics. So stay tuned. We'll be right back to you guys. See, they learned from their mistakes.
Except the only thing that they didn't learn was like, hey, you know what we shouldn't do is open the door of a giant pen and be like, I can't find the dino. I can't see it. It must have escaped. Open the door. Hey, doesn't it have a tracker? There should have been like immediate guidelines. Like, hey, if it's gone missing,
it's missing.
It's missing. Go to its tracker. Immediately search up tracker. Oh, it's still in there. I forgot it has camouflage capabilities because we combined it with a chameleon. We should kill this thing. I'm surprised there was no like
kill switch
inside them. Like, I get there was like a certain protein that they had to be fed, otherwise they would die out, but obviously that didn't work.
No, there should have been a kill switch.
There should have been a kill switch in the brain of that thing.
No, they should have just done the
Suicide Squad, just bombs to the back and necks.
Boom. That's it. Because,
Blade, just, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it. But no, they were like, we gotta up the scare factor. This crazy serial killer dinosaur, yes. Let's give it to wicked smart brains. But camouflage, that shit's sick.
And we are back. Super Bowl, man. It's coming up next week, next Sunday. The big game is here. 2026. You got the Patriots and the Seahawks battling out. But of course, what comes along with Super Bowl, you get trailers.
Yes, mm-hmm. The important things.
The important things, man. It's always about, everyone knows you go watch the Super Bowl for the commercials, for the ads.
Half the entertainment is for the ads.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And with those ads, we get the newest trailers with some of the biggest blockbusters.
Yes. But actually, before we do that, I just want to do one quick thing.
What?
What was the cost to have a trailer or an ad for the Super Bowl?
A 30-second promo?
Are you talking about now or back?
No, now.
Year's, how much is it right now to get a 30-second promo?
A 30-second spot is $10 million. That went up from last year.
Yeah, because I remember a couple of years ago, it was like, oh, it's going to cost you $2 million. And people were freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Last year, I think it was $8 million.
Yeah, so last year was $8 million. Now it's up to $10
million. So, yeah, for 30, some prime spots have been up to $10 million for peaking pricing.
Wow, look at that. NBC sold out its inventory. 40% of sponsors being new to the game. Wow.
Damn, all right.
NBC. Damn. Look at Universal.
The thing is it still worth it these days to pay for those spots?
I think this year it is.
I think so. I think it depends on like what your content is.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got some boring content, then it's like if you paid a $10 million spot for Love Island, get the fuck out.
No, with ads,
that might draw people in though.
It's no, so stupid.
Those ads could go either way. You either go with the most basic ads, like, yeah, I spent this amount of money and I don't give a fuck, or go with a super lavish, you know, ad that you pay, you know, money was put into it. Because sometimes they do that whole basic ass where the guy just walks up, holds up a sign, and that's it. Or the guy stands there and says something and walks away.
There has been like some basic ass advertisement on Super Bowls in the past.
That's true.
Where they could only afford that 15-second spot and they had no idea what to do. So they just threw in a basic ass commercial.
And sometimes it works.
Sometimes you got to go crazy. Sometimes you got to be Skittles.
Dude, yeah. Skittles got that shit down.
Yeah.
Skittles and Doritos.
Yeah.
Skittles
both and Doritos. Of those too. Yeah. They know how to do advertisements on big games.
Yeah. Also, but do you think there'll be any AI ads?
100%.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If there's any Coca-Cola ones, they're already using AI. Mm.
But who are the big people, or who are the big studios, the big projects that people are expect to show up for this year for Super Bowl? I know everyone's going to look for Star Wars. Mm-hmm. You have Mandalorian, Grogu, so I expect them to actually have a little spot, a TV spot.
I would say Disney would be rolling out the red carpet for four of their, at least, or no, three, about Three of theirs. Obviously, The Mandalorian, Grogu, but also Toy Story 5.
That's true. Toy Story.
And Hoppers.
Okay, I keep hearing about this Hoppers. We made joke about Hop. I still don't get this whole thing with Hoppers.
Something with beavers. And we've joked about that before of what I think they would sound like.
Mm. Wait, but you just said Disney, but nowhere did you mention anything with Marvel related.
No, Marvel is skipping.
Really?
Marvel.
No Avengers? No, they've done Avengers. It like every year for like the past like 5-6 years.
Yeah, they're skipping it this time.
Trying to save.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Save what? Like probably like 30 mil, 30, 40 mil.
Brother, half of that's going to Robert Downey.
Yeah.
that's true.
They got to pinch and save wherever they can. They're like, shit, we can't afford it. Dude, bro's asking for a whole new fucking RV.
But you expect for a film production that will be nearly $1 billion to produce.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll put every single cent they have into advertising to make sure they at least get their money back.
Or, no, they will. They'll advertise the hell out of it in other places.
Or it would be like they got a trailer lining up and they want to save for where they can get the most views possible. Mm. Where it's like Super Bowl, it's like, yeah, a lot of people are going to be watching. But they want to make sure that everyone's like attention is deviated away and be like, yo, this is what we got going on. Probably like to open up the internet servers as well. So that way it gives areas for people to search up YouTube websites.
So they're trying not to fight for like search engineing or SEOs.
That's what I'm assuming. Okay. That's what I would assume.
No, that's smart. That makes
DC's
sense.
DC's doing the same thing. They're skipping out on the Super Bowls as well.
Really? True. Yeah. Okay.
So there'd be no Supergirl trailer.
No Supergirl, no Lobo teasers.
I mean, they showed
nothing with like lanterns.
They showed the Lobo teaser not too long ago.
All right, but you expect like a little more, something big for Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, but those prices again, for 30 seconds for 10 mil. Yeah. And those trailers are not 30 seconds. There was always like a minute 20. Yeah.
But really nothing for Spider-Man either? Brand New Day?
Nothing for that either.
Damn.
Dude, I think at this point studios are saving cash after the whole Netflix and Warner and all that bullshit going on. I think
everyone's just holding off on what to do until that whole thing clears up.
They're hoarding the wealth. Mm-hmm.
But is MGM going to be, Amazon going to be producing anything, any trailers, any new releases? Or are they just focused on doing their own thing?
I think they will, maybe. I'm not sure that. I don't think they all have announced.
Because the only other like studio I'm hearing that's releasing stuff is Universal.
Yeah.
You got Disclosure Day. You got Super Mario Galaxy.
Possibly Minions 3.
Minions 3.
Yeah.
Odyssey. I'm pretty sure there's going to be an Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if there's an Odyssey, hell yeah. This is going to just for sure show another Travis Scott. Sicko Mode with playing in the back remixed.
Yes, no. The trailer will be mixed to Sicko Mode on beat. No, that's really all it sounds like. It's just gonna be Universal and Disney.
Yeah, it's. I'm pretty sure we're gonna see maybe like one or two other studios just kind of squeeze in there.
Mm.
But it's. I think it's a 10 mil that's kind of scaring people away.
I don't know. I don't think it's the price of it, particularly 10 million just for the spot.
Well, like I said, again, 30 seconds.
And also, this will be a very controversial Super Bowl because of the whole thing happening with Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So you would think people would want to hop onto that controversy knowing everyone's going to be watching just to see all the commotion.
Kind of like there's no controversy at all. It's Bad Bunny playing. That's it.
People made it controversial, okay?
Maybe bitches.
That's the only thing that's different with it. People made it controversial.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we're not going to get anything for Fast Forever.
No, so, they just announced that.
Oh, that's true, huh? That's like the newest thing.
Yeah, they just announced it. And
maybe for the
roller coaster. They're just punching the air that they're going to miss their spot on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because they announced it. The release date is for 2028.
Damn, they pushed it that far back?
I think it's 2028 was the release date for
You got too much money going to the Odyssey. It's like, brother, they asked for a whole ship.
Leave some money for us, man.
Christopher Nolan's like, listen, I love your franchise. I love your franchise. It's amazing. That's why I'm doing this movie. So it raises money for Fast. It has to be Furious. I'm looking forward to it. You can use my DP if you like. I can see Christopher Nolan just being on there somewhere. Please let me be a producer.
No, I'm just still surprised that Marvel's not going to be releasing anything.
Yeah, you would think that that would be their best time because, I mean, they've done it previously. They've done it previously with Thunderbolts. They've done it previously with Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think with the whole restructure of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I think that's why I think they might be holding on for this year at least. I think next year they'll hop back in.
Yeah.
But for this year, I think they're just holding back because they're just restructuring everything.
Yeah.
So before we close out, I got to ask you guys, what's your predictions?
For the game?
For the game, man. Yeah.
Seahawks.
Seahawks all the way?
For sure.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Is that like, I have to go for Seahawks because I don't want to go for Patriots?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you watched that Patriots game. It was boring as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
It was boring. Yeah. You saw Seahawks. That was a battle. That was a
They're fighting.
Dude, if either team won that game between Rams or Seahawks,
you would have been happy either way.
Like, either one of those teams will be winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. I think the Super Bowl is being held someplace else, though. Because originally, I think it was supposed to take place
Santa Clara,
at the Niners.
No, that's in Santa Clara, is it? The Levi
Stadium. Yeah, Santa Clara. Levi Stadium.
That's in San Francisco, right?
Santa Clara. That's near San Francisco. Santa Clara, yeah.
Is that near the 49ers camp?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think I think Seahawks are refusing to play because of that.
No, they're refusing to train in there.
To train there. Yeah. Until they get the whatever the radio tower or whatever the fuck frequency checked out. Do you know about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, what?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
There's like some sort of like tower or something where it's emitting waves at the 49ers like practice squad and practice just like in their area to the point to where it's like, well, the 49ers are the most like injured team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They have the most amount of players out because of injuries.
Yeah.
And they deduced that the reason is because there's a low frequency in a building nearby that's like emitting waves that's slowly degenerating collagen in their tendons.
Are they blaming like the 5G towers?
Yeah, I don't know if it's
directed the 5G at us.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the 5G.
It's melting our bones. It's
something specific.
That's it contributes to that story that's why all NFL players wear wired headphones. They don't use wireless headphones. They all use wired headphones.
You got to block out the 5Gs to get into the bones.
Because if you use Bluetooth, it emits waves through your brain and gives you CTE.
Like the 49ers conspiracy is low frequency electromagnetic fields degenerating collagen in soft tissue. And it's like, you know what? Like, that's kind of sounds crazy, but at the same time.
No, that's crazy.
You look at all like their players and it's like ruptured tendons, like blown out knees, like
so Achilles now you're thinking injuries. So something there.
And it's like, you know what? All of them are like tendon related injuries, or they're just really clumsy.
Or maybe that when training, they're pushing them way too fucking far hard.
Yeah.
And when it comes to gameplay, they fuck up.
Or they're not training with the level of they're training explosive workouts, but they're not training like how to absorb impact.
Yeah. Or maybe whoever's in charge of their what's it called?
Strength and conditioning.
Yeah, whoever's in charge of that is not doing a good job.
Nah, 5G. It's all 5G.
It's all 5G.
There's like 10 other factors that could be in place, but like, nah. It's the
radio waves.
Normally, it would be crazy. But like, when you're at the Super Bowl and you hear instances like that, rumors, and it's like, at that point, you can't take any fucking, can't take anything like for granted and be like, yo, I want to win.
Yeah, but then you
come up with the idea after your fourth head injury.
Well, that's different.
That same logic, then you could say that there's something in the desert that's causing the Raiders to lose.
No, it's just their whole front office. It's just the entire ownership.
No, it's the desert. It's the air. It's
the desert, man.
It's the lights in Vegas.
It's definitely not the lights in Vegas. It's definitely not the sphere. It's the sphere that's doing it.
It's the windmills. Those fucking windmills, man. I tell you. They're stealing all the wind.
They're storing it in their wind packs.
Yeah.
I've seen it. And they're storing it underground to be put in vaults.
No, they're just blowing the wind towards the stadium.
They're stealing all the good wind. That's so stupid.
Oh, okay, gosh. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. I'm curious on your thoughts on tonight's topic. How you feel about who's going to win the Super Bowl or all the new trailers that can be released during the Super Bowl? Do you care? Do you just want to watch the game? Are you going to watch any of the other halftime shows? You can leave a comment below if you're watching this on our next year on our Red Band Podcast YouTube channel for a listener to discuss episode topics and various other film related news. We put out episodes every Wednesday for our audio listeners and Fridays for those who like to watch our videos. For audio listeners, you can find the Red Band Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And of course, I'll say again, you can watch our video format on our Red Band Podcast channel on YouTube. And before we fully close out, Mike has those last end notes for you guys.
Yes, as Anthony has mentioned, all the different ways you could be able to listen to us, including heading over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Look for the screaming microphone. Consider subscribing so that you can be able to share with a friend or family that you think might enjoy this content, as well as watching the episodes live at the time that they're recorded on YouTube, which you can find us at youtube.com/TheRedBandPodcast. Also, look for the screaming microphone. Leave a comment down below, like, share, and subscribe so that way you can keep up to date with new episodes that come out each week. And of course, all the Patreon links that we have under everything. Please consider subscribing to Patreon because more subscribers equals more content, and we'd very much appreciate it because we like doing this and we would like to, you know, make it a regular everyday job. It would just be so fucking cool if you could just do that. That'd be so amazing. Anyway, that's all I got. Throwing it back to Anthony.
All right, guys, you heard it from Mike. Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Fare thee well, everyone.
I'm gonna throw this can at you.